BBC forced to apologize to Nigel Farage after making up and repeating fake quote multiple times. By Kurt Zindulka on June 4, 2026. The BBC has been forced to issue another grovelling apology to Reform UK leader Nigel Farage. After the public broadcaster had attributed fake quotes to the Brexit boss amid the controversial death of an 18-year-old in police custody and attempts by the political establishment to blame the backlash over police failings on Farage. With political tensions rising to a fever pitch this week following the release of body cam footage showing Henry Novak bleeding to death while pleading for aid to indifferent if not hostile police officers, who had handcuffed the stabbing victim after deciding to take at face value accusations of racism by Novak's Sikh murderer. The accuracy of quality reporting is of critical importance. Yet, the once venerable British Broadcasting Corporation appeared not to have received the memo. With Newsnight host Matt Chorley repeatedly misquoting the response to the Novak killing by Nigel Farage, who has come out forcefully against the DEI culture of positive discrimination that many are attributing to having contributed to the young man's death in Southampton last year. The BBC presenter wrongfully asserted three times that Farage had said white, cold rage was justified in response to Novak's death. In reality, the Reform boss had said that pure, cold rage was an understandable response from the public. Mr. Chorley claimed that he had misremembered the quote. Although he apologized, the BBC journalist claimed that the false quotes didn't change the content of the interview in which he repeated them, despite some feeling the invented quote added a racialized element to the public anger. BBC Newsnight host Victoria Derbyshire also issued an on-air apology for the false quotes and said that the episode in question had been removed from the BBC's video and audio streaming services. Mr. Farage noted that it was the third formal apology from the supposedly impartial pubic broadcaster he has received since 2023, including on-air accusations from BBC News presenter Geeta Gurumurthy, who described a speech from the Brexit leader in Dover as repeating customary inflammatory language. The BBC was also forced to apologize in 2023 for false reporting that Mr. Farage had been debanked by Coutts due to a lack of funds. In reality, it later emerged that the prestigious lender had closed Mr. Farage's accounts due to his political views. Farage's Reform UK party also received an apology that year after the BBC backed down from its claim that it is a far-right political party, despite having mainstream Western policy positions. The latest apology comes amid a deeply contentious political atmosphere. This has included Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer attempting to blame Mr. Farage for stoking divisions following the sentencing of 23-year-old Vikram Digwa for the murder of Henry Novak and the release of body cam footage showing police officers ignoring the dying teen, saying that he could not breathe, and refusing to believe that he had been stabbed. On Wednesday, Prime Minister Starmer attempted to blame Mr. Farage for the outbreak of clashes between protesters and police during a Tuesday evening demonstration in Southampton. Apparently running the same playbook as the aftermath of the Southport mass stabbing in 2024 that led to the death of three young girls and days of riots afterwards. Starmer accused Farage of whipping up divisions over the killing after the Reform boss called for an end to DEI and positive discrimination policies. Mr. Farage has argued that everyone should be treated equally under the law, regardless of race, and that leftist policies that favor minorities over the British people give tacit permission for police to prioritize claims of racism over literal stab wounds. Follow Kurt Zindulka on X, follow @KurtZindulka or email to xzindulka@breitbart.com.